Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 458. Get more from your day by counting the seconds by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. And I'm your very own personal narrator, Justin Mollick, reading to you from some amazing blogs and books to help you optimize your life. And today's blogger is Mr. Money Mustache, who I haven't read in a while on this show. That's because after we started Optimal Finance Daily almost a year ago, I figured I should save most of his articles for that podcast. But every once in a while, I like to come back to these authors and share them here too. And this one's a good one. Of course, if you want to hear a lot more from MMM, as he's known, definitely subscribe to Optimal Finance Daily. There's a lot more content from him about renting versus buying, should you have a Costco membership, his take on Dave Ramsey, and a lot more popular posts. Those are definitely worth checking out. And now let's get to the post and start optimizing your life. Get more from your day by counting the seconds by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com. I've only got 59 minutes left to finish this article for you, but I'm glad to have this time limitation because it'll keep me from going into my usual random sidetracks and wasteful web surfing that can easily end up burning half a day and leaving me with a stiff neck and a guilty sense of laziness. Like everyone, except the most glossy and accomplished self-help guru, I still struggle occasionally with trying to get the most out of my day. I have some days where I absolutely kick ass and get many useful things done, but still too many days where I bumble around and make excuses for why I'm not doing what I should be doing. Yeah, I know I'm supposed to call to make that change to the house insurance policy, but I'm not in the mood to deal with telephone people right now. I think I'll just check my email instead, or clean the kitchen, or, what's this flyer that just came in the mail? I think I'll dream about bike parts instead. This tendency is even more powerful for those of us who are in an office, supposed to be getting work done on a computer. There's an important, but boring or daunting task open in the foreground, but there are also several other tabs open in your web browser. I can see that one of them is Mr. Money Mustache, another one is the news website, another is Gmail, and then there is that YouTube video a friend forwarded to you that you'll sneak in when nobody is peeking into your cube. And an email from your friend just came in. Let's read that one first, and by the time you reply, it will be just about lunchtime. Perfect. Is it any wonder that we have productive and non-productive days and that about 80% of the actual money-earning results in brain-intensive industries are attained by the top 20% of the workers? Getting a whole bunch of great work done in a short time is a worthwhile goal for any worker, because as much as some like to deny it, good work gets noticed, and on average over your lifetime, you will be paid for how much work you get done. But it's an even more worthwhile goal for your after-work time and your weekends because your employer is not taking a big cut of the profits. In the forums of this blog and in emails, I get to read some very happy stories about people who save $400 on mortgage or insurance costs with just an hour of work. Even in my own life without a real job, I get great benefits from getting things done. The biggest one is happiness. I'm simply happier at the end of a big day of accomplishment than after a day of unguided computer fiddling. But how can I pack more into my days while limiting the time waste? The solution I've been trying out recently with great success is simply putting myself on the clock at least once a day. If I start a countdown timer on my phone and put it right next to my computer with the seconds ticking away, I'm instantly made aware of the passage of time. I suddenly have a goal to write this whole article, including adding the pictures and rereading it a few times and editing it at the end, all within the span of an hour. That's a short time to write something. There are only 32 minutes left, so I'm sure it's not going to take a break, open up a few more tabs in the browser, see what's going on in the comments section or the statistics section, or other such nonsense like I usually do. When you get a task done in an efficient manner like that, you get the full reward of the accomplishment with none of the extra non-rewarding guilt and time suck that comes along with procrastination. Even more significantly over the long run, you planted the seed of a new habit, being an efficient person. Over time, you can force this new habit to overtake the old bad habit of inefficiency. That is a pretty powerful thing when it comes to making money for yourself, since getting things done directly correlates with income. I've also started using the timer for my weight training and CrossFit style workouts. In the olden days, I'd go down to my basement gym with just a vague goal like, today I want to exercise the chest and back muscles. Now I write down something specific like one set of bench presses, one of pull-ups, one of box jumps, and then repeat the cycle as many times as you can within 18 minutes. That simple change of going from get something done to get as much done as you can within a fixed time limit with a counter makes all the difference for me. I find I do more sets in an 18-minute time period than I would normally do in a 40-minute traditional workout, all with a much greater intensity due to an elevated heart rate. It's a competition against myself, which is my favorite type of contest. So next time you have something that you need to get done, just try the experiment on yourself. Write down the goal on a piece of old-fashioned paper, then put a countdown timer on top of the paper so both things are staring you in the face. Then get to work. And it looks like I've done my own workday with 3 minutes and 2 seconds to spare. Happy Monday. You just listened to the post titled Get More From Your Day by Counting the Seconds by Mr. Money Mustache of MrMoneyMustache.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Happy Monday indeed. You can get a lot more content from Mr. Money Mustache if you subscribe to our other podcast, Optimal Finance Daily. And the last 3 days have been all about procrastination, so check out yesterday's and the day before's episodes for more on procrastination. I actually love experiments like these because they make you rethink your normal routines, and that's why I frequently mention that you should try tracking all your expenses, all of them, for a week or a month or longer. And another is to track your time, just like MMM mentioned in this post. You only need to do these things a few times to gain a lot of insight. Try it out. And that'll do it for today. I hope you're having a great start to your week, and I'll see you in tomorrow's show, where your optimal life awaits.